Shalom to all. Today we're in Maseches Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fanya Zivik Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. And we continue discussing Tumas Mikdash Gedashov, where again that means a person was Tamei and B'Shogeg. He walked into the base of Mikdash or ate Kodesh, or it could be that he knew he was Tamei, but he just didn't realize that the meat that he ate was Kodesh, or that where he walked was the base of Mikdash. An example that we've been sticking with the whole time, so we don't have to speak every single one of them out, is that he walked into the base of Mikdash, and we discussed three different examples so far. One is where he had a Yadiyah B'Tchila and Basayf. He knew beforehand and afterwards that he was Tamei. He just in between had a halama, a lapse of awareness, and walked into the base of Mikdash forgetting he was Tamei. Then there was another situation that he had a Yadiyah B'Tchila but not Basayf, and a third one where he had a Yadiyah Basayf but not B'Tchila. So now Mishnah Daled tells us, Val She'ein B'Yadiyah, Loi B'Tchila, Loi Basayf. Let's say he didn't have Yadiyah at all. He didn't know he was Tamei in the first place, and even after he went to the base of Mikdash, he didn't realize that he was Tamei. So how is he going to get his kapara? Seirei Halergalim, Useirei Rosh Chodesh Mechaprim Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Seirim, the goats, these karbanis chatas that we see are brought as a karban musaf on Yom Tov and on Rosh Chodesh, those are mechaper for him. However, Rabbi Shimon argues and says that Seirei Galim mechaprin. You're right. These Seirim, these karbanis chatas that are brought on Yom Tovim, those bring a kapara for him. Avolai Seirei Rosh Chodeshim, but not the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, and they just argue and had a darshim psukim. Now Rabbi Shimon continues explaining about Maaseirei Rosh Chodeshim mechaprim. So what do the Seirim of Rosh Chodesh mechaper for? Alatar Shalchas Tamei, for a tahar person that ate something tamei. We've been talking about somebody who's tamei that ate something tahar. He says that the sari of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper if a tahar person ate something tamei. Now Rav Meir weighs in on this and says that no, kol asirim kaparas and shava al tomos mikdash gedashav, all seirim, whether it's the Yom Kippur ones which we spoke about in the previous mishnah, or the seirim that are used as karbanis musaf on Yom Tovim, or the sari of Rosh Chodesh, all of those are mechaper for tomos mikdash gedashav. Now going back to shitas Rav Shimon, we just review it. Rav Shimon had said see Rosh Chodesh mechaper al tahar shalchas tamei, that a Rosh Chodesh sire is mechaper for someone who's tahar that ate tamei kodesh b'shalor galim, and the carbon chata is brought for musaf on the yom tovim mechaperim al she'ein b'yidiyah loy b'tchil v'loy b'saif. They're mechaper for tomos mikdash gedashav, specifically for a person who didn't have a yidiyah before or at the end. And v'shal yom kippurim, the sire of Yom Kippur mechaper al she'ein b'yidiyah b'tchila avol yesh b'yidiyah b'saif. That's mechaper for this case where he had yidiyah at the beginning but not at the end. Now Amr loy, the Chum asked Reb Shemin, Mashiach kavru zebazeh. What about bringing this one for that one? A sire was, let's say, designated for Rosh Chodesh, and instead of them bringing it for Rosh Chodesh, they brought it for Yom Kippur, or is designated for Yom Kippur, and they brought it for Yom Tov, meaning it was intended for one, but it was brought for something else. Is that allowed to be done? Amrulami told them, Yikavru, no problem, it could be brought. So Amrulai, they now asked him, Hoyov and Kaparos and Shaveh, since the Kapara is different, each Sar is Mechaper for something different, Heich Krev Zebazeh. How could one designated for one Yom Tov be brought on a different Yom Tov if each Sar for every Yom Tov is Mechaper for something else? Amrulani told them, it's not a problem, Kulin Bain Lechaper, Tomas Mikdash Gedashav, all them anyway are coming to be Mechaper for the general Isser of Tumas Mikdash Gedashav, and so even though this Sire is for that specific one and another Sire is for a different specific one, since they all fit under the umbrella of Tumas Mikdash Gedashav, one could be brought during a different Yontif. And we move on to Mishnah Hey, we have a different Shita in what Reb Shimon holds. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Irem Mishmai, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Reb Shimon, Sire Rosh Chodesh Mechaper Mal Tar Shalchas Atame. This is still consistent with what we said in the previous Mishnah, that the Sirem of Rosh Chodesh, they're Mechaper for a Tahar that ate Tamei Kodesh. Mois Valim Shal Regalim. Now we add on the Sirem brought on the Yom Tovim, then not only Shemchaper al Tar Shachas Tame are they mechaper for a Tar person that ate Tame, but also Val She'ein B'Yidiyah LeBetchivul HaBesayif, they're mechaper for this case as well if a person didn't have Yidiyah at the beginning or at the end. And Moisav Alen Shal Yom Kippurim, the Yom Kippur Musaf has an additional thing, Shein Mechaper al Tar Shachas Tame, they're mechaper for this, Val She'ein B'Yidiyah LeBetchivul HaBesayif, they're mechaper for this as well, which is basically the previous two ones that we mentioned, Val She'ein B'Yidiyah B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yidiyah B'Saif, the Yom Kippur one now has an extra thing that's mechaper for if a person didn't have Yidiyah at the beginning but had Yidiyah at the end. So now Amrulai the Chum asked him the same question, Mashik Vruzebazeh, what about bringing this one and that Yomtif? It was designated for one Yomtif and you want to bring on a different one, is that okay? So Amrulani told him, hey, no problem. So Amrulai, they asked him the question, Im Kain, if that's so, you shall Yom Kippurim Krivim Rosh Chodeshim. I understand how a Musaf designated for Yom Kippur could be brought on Rosh Chodesh because the Yom Kippur one is Mechaper for everything the Rosh Chodesh one is Mechaper for. I will Hechshal Rosh Chodeshim Krivim Yom Kippurim L'chapi Kapar Sheinah Shalah. How could the Rosh Chodesh Musaf be brought on Yom Kippur and that's going to end up being Mechaper for something that it really can't be Mechaper for? The Rosh Chodesh one is only Mechaper for one specific thing, and the Yom Kippur one is Mechaper for many more. So how could the Rosh Chodesh one be brought on Yom Kippur? So Amrulani responded to them, Kulan Ben Lechaper Tomas Mikdash Gedashav. All of them still fit under the umbrella of being Mechaper for Tomas Mikdash Gedashav, so there's no problem if it was switched from one to another, that's okay. We're going to stop for the day and pick up Torah with Mishnah Vav and Zion, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.